Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And today we have with us Pete Dosha, who is with U.S. Floors. Pete, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Nice to talk to you.
Good. Thanks for being with us and talking to our listeners. Actually, you're the owner of U.S. Floors, and I'd kind of like to update our listeners as to who U.S. Floors is. Why don't you give us a little background about the company?
Well, U.S. Floors is a company that I incorporated in 2001 after my career with Bulio of America. Mm-hmm. I saw the opportunity in the hard surface flooring and started U.S. Floors, mainly focusing on, at that time, bamboo flooring and specialty type flooring that I could source out of the Far East. And we, in the first couple years, were quite successful in growing that business, and later on saw an opportunity to add cork flooring to the assortment, because the bamboo and cork flooring just made a perfect pair when it came to environmentally friendly flooring, and the growth in that segment of the business was quite obvious. So in 2004, U.S. Floors acquired Natural Cork, which at that time and still is the leader in the flooring, in the cork flooring business here in the United States, and combined we basically grew our business over the last 4 years with bringing in additional products from all over the world and selling them through a network of salespeople to the specialty retailers and then as well to some of the big boxes.
All right, so you know, just in quick demur what you're saying, I mean, we've actually been seeing you in the marketplace not only as U.S. Floor with the bamboo products, but Natural Cork. I mean, you bought it back in 2004, and for the last little while, you've actually been running the business, at least to the marketplace, as Natural Cork, right?
That's correct. Natural Cork is the brand, and U.S. Floors is the corporation. Natural Cork is the brand under which we have been selling our products into the specialty retail market.
Okay, and you actually were in the news, I think, a few days ago, maybe a week or two ago, because in Dalton they announced the fact that you had expanded with a $10 or $11 million expansion, and that's basically that building you acquired from Mohawk, and then you've also added some equipment inside so that you'll be not only, I mean, you'll be able to actually change the way you've been buying your product. Why don't you explain a little bit about what that expansion is?
Yeah, that's a pretty exciting new chapter for us. Early on this year, I acquired a building from Mohawk on Corporate Drive here in Dalton, Georgia. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful location next to a little lake, so it really is a perfect setting for our green, environmentally friendly flooring that we want to produce in the plant. We acquired a building and we bought the equipment that will enable us to source product from, again, worldwide, from all over the world, but mainly focusing on cork, bamboo, FSC-type wood flooring, and unique type of flooring, product that we can source unfinished at this stage and that we can profile and stain and finish ourselves here in our facility, which will enable us to provide a much wider assortment of product to our customers. Unique assortment, unique products, unique finishes, unique colors that will set us apart from those people who have to rely on just buying products off the shelf from the sources they currently work with. So we're pretty excited about that.
So you'll be able to bring, up to this point, you've been, as you said, you've been buying finished product, but now you'll be able to buy it in its more, I guess, fundamental state and be doing your own finishing, your own coloring, and actually you'll be able to, I guess, license your own joinery system and perhaps put your own, I guess you can't, I don't know if you'd be careful about using this word, but put your own click system in some of these products.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that we're going to go and venture into that direction, Camper Bar. We're going to try to start up our own click system. I think right now, pretty much with between Valing and Unilin, that that market is pretty well covered. But we have licensed the click system, so we will be properly legally protected and in order with these two licensed source. But you know, the main thing is that we will be able to offer a unique assortment of product, still focusing on the green, environmentally friendly focus that our company has and the direction that we have taken, and source product under that umbrella from different countries worldwide and bring them to our customers in a way and in a fashion and in a presentation that nobody else can equal.
When we talk about these natural products, when we talk about cork and bamboo, I mean, if you take Santo Torcivia, who's the guy who gives us a lot of market research numbers, he says the bamboo, the North American or U.S. sales number for all bamboo is around 100 million, and cork is somewhere north of 40 million. So, I mean, both of those businesses are growing because of the green nature of their product, right?
Right, that's correct, yeah.
Okay. But you also, you take what you do with those products, and I think that's the core of your business, but you also sell some pine and some linoleum, don't you?
Yeah, with, cork and bamboo, of course, are very green products. Linoleum is a perfect product that fits in that collection. Products as well like eucalyptus, is a very good species to work with from an environmental point of view. Mm-hmm. And there's many other items that we're looking at that we believe from FSC sources can make a meaningful product offering in that same collection. Mm-hmm. But with cork and bamboo flooring, up until right now, because of the limitations that there are in terms of how many SKUs you can import and how much focus you can basically put on those two categories, which, as you pointed out, are growing and growing fast. However, mm-hmm. still compared with the rest of the market, small categories. So there's only so much a retailer can give in terms of space and focus. A distributor, when they bring the products in, can give in terms of inventory dollars on these categories. We believe that with giving the opportunity to source from a U.S.-made facility, a wider selection, rather than having to bring it in full containers from abroad, will open up the category quite dramatically and put it even stronger in the market with much more product offering.
Take cork, for instance. If you look at the per capita usage of cork in, say, a country like Germany, and compare that to what we do here in this country, I mean, if we got anywhere near the acceptance of cork in this country, I mean, it's basically a soft product with a lot of characteristics that are antimicrobial or...
Yeah, it's a very resilient product, okay? It's a soft product. To an extent, it's more of a comfortable product. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with the finishes today that you have available when you finish the product, I mean, it's as durable as any other type of product. But it still gives that comfortable bounce, that comfortable feeling, that warm feeling that you would not have with any other type of flooring. Plus, it's got that unique look. It's got built-in antimicrobial. It's got a lot of features that. That really makes this a very comfortable, very warm, very nice flooring underfoot. And going back to your numbers there with regarding to the market compared to the German market, mm-hmm. If the German market is any indication of where the U.S. market can grow, then we've got an opportunity to increase our business here tenfold, because that's roughly what the sales per capita are in the German market compared with the United States right now. So that would be a great goal to shoot for, and I don't see any reason why giving more education to the retailer, more PK classes, more information as well to the consumer as to what the benefits are of cork flooring and how they can really bring that floor into their life, into their home, and enhance their quality of life and as well the value of their property with using these green flooring. If we can do that, then there's no telling where we will be 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now.
That's right. And just to remind, I'm sure everybody knows this, but another reason that we call cork green is because you don't even have to harvest the tree. I mean, it's just it's a bark. You take it off the tree, off of the cork oak tree.
That's correct,
And 9 or 10 years later, you can do another harvest.
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah, and with bamboo, it's not even a tree; it's grass. So it's like cutting the grass, and
it's cutting a grass, but it's a tall grass. I mean, it ends up being 60 foot tall, so it's quite tall. And then you cut it, and at the roots, and 5.5, 6 years later, you can harvest another stalk and leave the roots in the ground, and it starts all over again.
That's right. Okay. All right. Well, listen, I wish you the best of luck. I know that it may be a little nervous to be expanding in this current economic situation we're in, but I think it long term it's a very smart decision to.
Well, yeah, sure. It's always a bit nervous starting a new facility at any time in the market today. You can say, well, it's a bit more challenging. At the same time, I think it's an opportunity, because when times are tough and there is an economic pressure, everyone is going to be looking at how can I be different, what can I do different in order to set myself apart and to bring new products to my customers that will generate the sales in my stores and in my business. And we believe that with what we are bringing to the marketplace, we have a perfect answer for that.
Okay, Pete, I appreciate you talking to our listeners. We've been talking to Pete Dose, who is the owner of U.S. Floors. Many of you have known it as Natural Cork. And you're listening to Ken Parr with FloorDaily.net.